KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 8:02. The U.S. Department of Commerce has declared a fishing disaster for the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers and Cook Inlet. APRN's Peter Granitz reports the aid hinges on whether Congress will make it available. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is part of the Commerce Department, announced the declaration for commercial fisheries. CRN Clayton is with NOAA and says this is the first step to get aid to entire fishing communities, not just commercial operations.
It is technically a commercial fishery failure, but depending on the timing and nature of the appropriations, the disaster assistance may be available to support Alaska Natives this winter.
There are a number of uncertainties: how much Congress will allocate, how long it would take, and whether disaster funding could pass out the capital at all. Underscoring the uncertainty, Alaska's U.S. senators say it's unclear whether subsistence fishermen will get any aid. They cautioned against too much excitement. It took about a year for people to receive money after the last fishery disaster was declared in 2009. Senator Mark Begich says this is the first of many steps in the right direction.
So I think our first stage is we had to get a disaster declared. Now the next stage is how to get the funding and then focus on how we make sure that funding goes to the right folks in Alaska.
Those last two steps will prove difficult. A year ago, lawmakers threatened to partially shut down the government over disaster funding. Historically, Congress approves emergency aid without requiring a matching cut in spending elsewhere. But that changed last September, and that specter looms over disaster relief again. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she doesn't know whether some budget hawks will force matching cuts, but there are a number of lawmakers from all over the map who need federal help, and that could help Alaskans in need.
Whether it's tornadoes or floods or hurricanes, droughts, there's clearly a fair amount of disaster relief that is being sought.
There's another factor working in the state's favor. NOAA also declared fish disasters in the Northeast and Mississippi, meaning more lawmakers have an interest in assuring the money makes it through Congress. But just how much would be made available remains unclear. Senator Begich says between $35 and $45 million would be appropriate.
Not only do you want to solve the disaster, you got to have some next step to how to ensure this disaster does not happen again. And I think part of that's the research and monitoring that's necessary.
It's unclear whether you can prevent weak salmon runs in the future, so there may be another reason for requesting that much money. In 2009, the state asked for $10 million and ended up with half of that. Another strong windstorm is expected to sweep through the Anchorage area this weekend. The National Weather Service yesterday afternoon issued a warning that Anchorage can expect strong winds on Saturday. Forecasters say the strength of the winds remains uncertain, but the upper hillside and Turnagain Arm can expect winds up to 50 miles per hour and gusts of up to 100 miles per hour. Forecasters say other areas of the municipality will likely see winds of 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 65 miles per hour. The forecast comes after another powerful windstorm on September 4 downed trees and created widespread power outages, with some customers losing power for 6 days. And technology continues to be a primary source for supporting the goals and objectives of the Nome Public Schools. At the Board of Education meeting last night, administrators gave an updated report on the district's strategic plan set up in November 2010. Use of computer applications, websites, wikis, or resource tools on the district's server is helping students improve their test scores and is assisting teachers to enhance curriculum. The junior high's one-to-one iPad program has already drawn higher daily school attendance and even connected parents and students at the open house held Wednesday night at the high school. Nome Public Schools is the first district in the state to have such a cutting-edge program. In other business, 4 awards were given out to community members at the meeting. A Partner in Education award was given to CHAR in recognition for donating $25,000 to support schools this past year. The Nome PTSA was also honored. as a partner in education for their efforts to support students and teachers by raising funds and finding volunteers to assist with events like the Spelling Bee. Julie Kelso, who is specially recognized along with the PTSA, says their job is all about connecting parents and students with the school systems. Additionally, two students were each honored for their selflessness and kindness toward others. Catherine Scott, a student at the junior high, and Don Wade, a senior high student, both received August Student of the Month awards. The next Board of Education meeting is scheduled for October 9. Nome has a National Merit Scholar semifinalist. Nick Morgan, a senior at Nome Belts, has qualified for this honor. Semifinalists are the highest scoring entrants in their state. Morgan will have to wait to see if he's named a finalist in February and then move up one more round to the winner category. Only 16,000 students nationwide qualify as semifinalists for the National Merit Scholarship each year. An Alaska man who's been living with a battery-powered artificial heart underwent a successful heart transplant in Seattle. 51-year-old Christopher Marshall of Wasilla is one of a few heart patients that have been able to leave the hospital while waiting for a new heart by using an artificial one, powered by a machine in a backpack. Usually, heart patients have to stay in the hospital while a heart becomes available. In February, UW surgeons removed Marshall's deeply damaged heart, replacing it with a bulbous polyurethane heart tethered to a portable pneumatic machine. In a seven-hour surgery Wednesday, Marshall got a heart that doesn't need batteries. Marshall had been an avid outdoorsman until a disease damaged his heart muscle and accelerated his heartbeat. A look at the price of gold this morning, up $6.80 an ounce to $1,775 even. An ounce of silver's at $34.61, down 17 cents from yesterday. It is unofficially 37 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.